Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
You know, I really like that intro. It's a really soothing way to start the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Disney Movie News here on Popcorn Talk Network. You can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. That is a mouthful. And I'm your host, Leo Camacho, and you can follow me at Leo Zombie on Twitter. And as always, accompanied by two beautiful mermaids, one in disguise, who's not really a mermaid, more like a mer octopus in disguise.
My name is Vanessa. Prince Eric's true love.
Oh,
no big deal.
Making bold claims.
For real, I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me online at Sarah Snitch, or I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube. I'm realizing I got my hanger sticking out here. Or thingamavlogs. For you.
Whatchamacallit?
Our channel name is really appropriate today. Where can they follow you, Keaton?
Oh, you guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook, all that fun stuff at Keaton Markey, and it's great to be back, guys.
Welcome back.
Sorry.
Yeah, your detention is over because you said you liked planes, so we allowed you to come back
Thank you.
But you've learned your lesson, hopefully.
I have.
Okay,
great. It was, you know, sometimes lessons need to be learned, and
Shit.
Anyway,
that little mermaid has her voice back all of a sudden.
In a big way.
Man, keep that sound effect handy. It's going to be useful long.
I just took the life proof case off my phone and then I dropped it.
Do you want to pick it up?
You're new to gravity because you're used to being under the ocean.
You guys, I'm not used to Eric is here today.
Hey. Still getting her bearings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys, by the way, we're in costume.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
Stephen, would you like to guess who we're dressed as today?
You're the genie. You got the red belt.
Yep. Got it. Nailed
red
it.
Red belt.
Red belt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's red. A cummerbund, by the way. No belt. Get it right. I'm the genie.
Keaton's beast.
Ooh.
Oh my God! I knew I should have I'd eaten less and drank less this weekend at the wedding.
You don't value your life up there.
I'll cut you.
He only says that because we can't get to him.
Because we can't yet. Yeah.
I am not in the room. You're
correct. And Belle, right?
Megara.
Yes.
Megara, that's
what
she
had the purple a little bit.
Marjorie Tyrell.
No. Yeah, that is very Marjorie Tyrell.
I put on my wig and I was like, oh no, it's a new cosplay.
She put it on in the floor of the hallway and she's put it on and she just goes,
I usually don't.
Bet Marjorie Tyrell, bet.
I usually don't use a wig for Vanessa. I usually use my real hair with extensions, but this is a wig because my hair is no longer like brown. It's now like an orangey, dirty blonde.
So, Marjorie Tyrell. We can do Game of Thrones.
Well, I
want to
do Oberyn. So that makes sense.
I'll do. I don't know. I don't have a Khaleesi.
You can
wig.
Do.
I could do. I could do Cersei.
Cersei.
I could do a damn good Cersei.
Shame.
Shame. I just got naked.
I was just recently at New York Comic Con. Quick side story, and they actually set that up on stairs. They had a Cersei who was cosplaying as nude Cersei. She had like a bodysuit.
Oh, I was like, was she naked?
No,
like,
she wasn't actually naked. And then they had the lady with the bell ringing it, and all of the people at Comic Con lined up just yelling shame as she rang the bell.
That's
and
so
at the
cool.
end, she fell over, and then I got my hot dog because I needed her to get out of the way.
I was like, was that something sexual?
It was blocking.
Happened?
No, it was blocking the food court.
Needed to get my hot dog.
I wasn't about that. So we got some news. I know you missed a big week last week.
I did, but can we maybe let's get through
you
this week.
Poor unfortunate
soul.
Oh, there we go. Steven, come on. You got to be ready for these things. You guys, we're still training him.
There it is. Nailed it. On time. We'll get to that. We'll get to some of that stuff. We got a lot to touch on after the news.
I just wanted to be where the people were last week.
Well, you can't because where we're going, there are only animals, no people.
Yes, only animals.
Only animals. Big news. This is the biggest
news. All Oscar-winning animals, really. Yeah.
This is the land of Oscar award-winning animals called Zootopia. And they just announced the official roster of characters. So I don't know if you knew of any of the characters before. But last week, a lot of people were complaining in the chat. They were like, oh, no one's excited about Zootopia. And I'm like,
we're like
literally,
cool.
I'm so excited about this movie.
Literally.
Literally.
I don't know. I'm not that excited about it.
Well, you can leave. You want to?
I mean, now that they have the cast,
why weren't you
like,
excited?
I don't know. I just like princess movies. I do like princess movies. I'm not so much into the talking animals unless it's Lion King.
What?
There's a lion in it.
I know, and it's J.K. Simmons, who's awesome.
Plays the lion.
You know what? I'm gonna give it a chance. Yeah, J.K. Simmons is a lion.
You better.
Yeah, let me see.
J.K.
Simmons is Leodore Lionheart.
Yeah, like, you'll be off the show.
You're literally on a show about movies.
I'm excited about that name, Leodore. That's pretty close to me.
That's what I'm going to call you now.
Leodore? Because I'm Leodorable.
Yes!
Oh, my God! That was so good!
Boom!
Damn, so good, Steven!
I know I don't pay you, but you're getting a raise. Wherever you are up there in the sky.
Oh, right, it's mutual.
All right, Leodore.
Leodore.
Break down the cast.
Let's break this down.
Yeah.
We've got Chief Bogo, who's going to be played by Idris Elba, and he's a Cape Buffalo. First of all, I want to say I'm really excited about the diversity of animals as a big animal fan myself. So he's a Cape Buffalo, a.k.a.
Michelle was rubbing against my mic. I was like,
African Buffalo. Yeah, be careful with that. Be careful. There's a voice in there. Second up, we have Mrs. Otterton, played by Octavia Spencer.
One of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Wait, it's played by who?
Octavia Spencer.
You know how, like, sorry, I got weak hair in my mouth.
Her name works well with that, Otter, Octavia.
Yeah. You know how people online have been complaining about how all the character designs kind of look like Rapunzel since Rapunzel?
Yeah, yeah.
I literally saw people complaining that Otterton looks too much like Rapunzel.
She does look
really?
Like Rapunzel.
She does look like Rapunzel. She does look
like
Rapunzel.
She's just like a doe. She has the same eyes.
Yeah. Well, they all have doughy eyes. And the thing is, their faces are short.
But like
their chins are very close to their nose, are very close to their eyes. It's very squished.
It's an otter, though. Like,
I think it's cute.
Well, if it was any otter animal, it wouldn't be the same. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
I didn't even catch that one until I was like, wait.
I'm ready tonight. I came loaded with my puns.
Who's after
the
Ms.
pun guns.
Otterton.
Miss Otterton. And then we've got Leodore, J.K. Simmons. We have Assistant Mayor Bellwether, played by Jenny Slate, and she is a sheep. That's all we have as a commentary. I'm going to save this guy for last. We have Yax the Yak, played by Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. And he is an enlightened, laid-back
Yakety yak.
I was trying
he's
to remember.
Cow.
I was like, what did I remember?
I know he's
was it Cheech or Chong in? And I was like, oh yeah, Oliver and Company.
Yeah. Well, he's also in Lion King. Cheech Marin is one of the hyenas. He plays
the one that's
Bonsai.
Not.
Bonsai?
The other one that talks that's not is, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, the other boy that talks.
Well,
Shenzi is a girl.
Yeah, Shenzi is a girl and Bonsai is a boy.
Oh, the other boy.
And Ed.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's like amazing. Whenever, you know, they need to fill their quota of Hispanic actors, they hire Cheech Marin.
What we gonna do? Kill Mufasa?
That's him.
Yeah.
Say it again. So Tommy Chong finally getting his fair share.
He's coming back.
His lion's share, you could say.
We've got
Benjamin Clawhauser as Nate Torrance, a cheetah and the donut-loving receptionist of Zootopia PD. I don't know why they have a cheetah behind a desk, because that makes no sense to me. Then we've got Flash, played by Raymond
Percy.
Look,
it's like
Percy.
A chubby cheetah. If you look at the pictures,
cheetah?
It's a chubby cheetah.
Oh, that would make sense.
Chubby cheetah.
He can't run because he's...
Flash is my favorite character
Flash.
In Zootopia. He is the...
Sloth.
Oh,
where does he work, Sarah?
He works at the DMV.
And that's the scene we got to see at D23, and it was...
Think about...
Tear-inducingly
the
hilarious.
The DMV run by sloths.
Yeah, because he walks in, he goes, it'll be real quick, and then you walk in, and everyone at the DMV is
like,
a sloth. And that's why you wait so long in line, because secretly they're all sloths.
That's why the DMV is the worst.
Slothy. They're all slothful. Next up, we have Bonnie Hopps, played by Bonnie Hunt. Who's Judy's
adorable.
Mom.
Adorable.
And Don Lake plays her dad.
Bunnies.
And her, what is it? She has like 217 brothers and sisters or something like that.
Hilarious.
Yeah, bunnies. They like to breed. There's like a whole section of Zootopia that's just for rabbits because there's so many.
Like cars.
The Mater.
The burrows.
It
it's called the burrows.
Like Mater.
It looks like the jackalope from Boundin.
Kind of.
Yes!
Kind of does, yeah. And then we've got a finnick played by Tommy Lister, who is a finnick fox, which I thought was really cool. And last but not least, we've got Alan Tudyk, and he plays Duke Wesselton.
Or is it Weaseltown?
I don't know, but if you guys are fans of the movie Frozen, you will know that the Duke of Wesselton is, that's basically a play on
Duke
that. The thing I like it, yeah, or it could be Weaseltown.
Also, Alan Tudyk really just...
Washed from Firefly.
No, but he's like living it up, being in like every Disney movie.
He's in everything right now. He's killing it. He's an actor.
Really, I can only think of King Candy.
Oh, that was him? I didn't even realize.
I didn't know that was him.
It is. Unless I'm wrong.
He's a great actor. I really loved him in A Knight's Tale. That's like my favorite role of him.
I really loved him in Firefly.
I just love A Knight's Tale. And I love him in Firefly. He's great.
He's amazing. He's one of my favorite actors. But what I really like about this character is they're bringing the weasels back, the Disney weasels. They don't get enough love. Like, if you look all through Disney's history, the weasels are always, like, the bad guys.
Do you remember the ride, Mr. Toad?
Oh, Mr. Toad.
Ride at Disney. It was terrifying because of the dang weasels.
The weasels are always the worst part of, but the best part,
so
too.
Weasel-y.
I love the weasels. I love the way they look, and he has that Roger Rabbit look to him.
Well, that weasel almost, like, if you see the pictures of that one, it almost looks like the guy hiding the acorn all the time
in Ice
Age.
It looks literally just exactly like that guy.
Oh, my gosh,
so I'm like,
it really does.
Yo, guys. Oh my god! Does he practice this
I do
at
voices.
Home?
I do voices. Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
I wake up in the night.
And on my YouTube page, do my mediocre voice impersonations. What do you? I want to know, from the chat room, are you guys? What do you guys think about these animals? What do you guys think about the casting? Are you excited about that? What's going on? He's in Star Wars Rogue One. Really, I didn't know that Alan Tudyk is cast in Star Wars.
I love that.
That's
guy.
My life. That's complete. Roger Rabbit.
I like Super Iron Halo. Alan Tudyk is killing the game.
Someone asked who Jennifer Goodwin is playing, and she plays Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps,
the main character.
Yeah, we didn't say that.
The main casting had already been announced. It's Jason Bateman as the
What's the fox's name?
Nick.
That's right. Nick.
And sorry, I got the Sprite burps. And Jennifer Goodwin as Judy Hopps, who's the first ever bunny cop.
Bunny cop.
And Jason
It's a bunny cop comedy.
Fox, foxes and bunnies, natural enemies, but not in this
one. Not in this one. No. They have to work together to overcome their differences to save
Zootopia.
It's like
a Todd and Copper situation.
Right tonight.
Maybe.
Oh, Fox and the Hound, though.
It'll be
Can we
different.
Just have a moment of
Too
silence
soon.
For that
Too
movie?
Too soon.
Oh. I just got goosebumps because it's so much.
Jessica McDonald says, I love that you guys are bounding as Eric, Vanessa, and Ariel. And I just want to clarify, we're cosplaying.
We are definitely cosplaying.
Mm-hmm.
This is like full blown.
And
I'm wearing a bikini top.
I made my eyebrows pointy.
Today, folks.
I made my eyebrows red.
It's true.
And I didn't iron this shirt because I thought it was in my closet, but it was in the back of the car. So it's super wrinkly. Mm-hmm. And it's covered. This sleeve is covered in makeup from all the hugs from mermaids. Sorry. Yeah.
This wig is literally glued to my forehead.
Literally.
Like, quite
my actual natural hairline is, like, up here.
Yeah. You've, like, shrunk, like, your forehead.
I did. I wanted, like, a two-head.
You wanted a two-head? Not a 17-head? But why
you
are we...
You wanted a Marjorie Tyrell head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Squint your eyes. Pucker your lips.
I'm, like, looking... Okay, anyway.
All right, here we go. So why are we dressed up?
It's Halloween.
Halloween week.
And what is the Halloween movie?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Yeah.
Hocus Pocus. And Bette Midler on the Twitter sphere.
On the Twitters.
The Twitter sphere teased at a potential sequel to Hocus.
I would die.
Pocus.
I mean, we've been waiting.
We've been waiting for this a long time.
300 years.
So she made a joke about it. Just we couldn't find a virgin. So that's why the sequel's been delayed. But then, Kathy, was it Najimy? Is that how you pronounce it? She basically just solidified it by saying, like, you know, that's not true. We already found one, blah, blah, blah. Whoa.
Like rolling around.
Yeah, man. That's a good jam. But she put hashtag, what was it?
I hashtag it's happening or something?
No. This is the confirmation. Hashtag craft services, which means she's excited about craft services, which they have on movie sets, which means it's happening.
I believe it when I see it.
Listen,
I will too.
Let me have my dreams, okay?
I want it to happen so bad. Only can we just like talk about how only Bette Midler could really make a virgin joke within a, like outside of the Disney, like that's like the one way she and they're okay with
it. But I mean,
Bette,
to be fair,
she's like, we can't find a virgin. No other Disney like actor or anything would ever make a joke like that because it's a little. Oh, it's almost like not Disney.
Yeah.
Enough.
Well, I mean, the movie centers around virginity, so I mean, like I guess it's a pass. But we recently did a watch along for Hocus Pocus on
Disney
Network.
Yeah, Popcorn Talk did one today.
Today. It was. Yeah.
So if you're getting in the Halloween spirit,
go watch it.
Check it out.
It's like Mystery Science Theater, but with Hocus Pocus.
With Hocus Pocus.
But yeah, that's it. That's the news for that. Still kind of exciting. It's crazy what a trend Hocus Pocus has been lately. Like it came back out of nowhere.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment
when you're
if
watching
you like
this
Hocus
later
Pocus.
On if you want a sequel. You know?
I'm ready for the trilogy.
I know Kenny Ortega wants one, the director. He's, like, down for it.
Someone said the sequel's been confirmed since the beginning of the year. I don't think it's been confirmed. I think it's just been in the talks. But I'll take it. You know,
yeah, hopefully. Whatever. Hopefully.
Super Iron Halo, you're making me happy tonight.
But let me ask you, would you prefer, because let's see, Johnny Trifonov, he says Halloween Town. So would you prefer like an updated high-budget Halloween Town?
Ooh.
Or Hocus Pocus 2.
But,
like, I know there's like 17
Halloween Town has four. There's four Halloween Town.
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah, but they're all low budget.
Literally, DCOMs, Disney Channel original movies.
Well, this was supposed to be a DCOM. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying DCOMs are charming because they're low budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Concur.
But.
No, I would rather see a Hocus Pocus sequel before.
But I think.
A reboot of Halloween
Town. I don't know, man. I mean, in a perfect world, you can't add to the Hocus Pocus, you know?
What
are they going to come back? Just kidding. You're back.
Oh,
they're good now?
Yeah, they can do anything they want
to
do.
Yeah, so what, are they bad again? Are they trying to, there's stronger witches on the loose
Sanderson
now? Harry
Brothers.
Potter? What's going on? The Sanders. Ooh, it's like the Rowdy Rough Boys versus the Powerpuff Girls.
The Sanderson Brothers go to Hogwarts.
You can't do a Hocus Pocus sequel without those three original witches.
Well,
you
I
just
know.
Can't.
So maybe they're training young witches and it's going to be like Jem and they get on social media to cast their spells.
Jem and
they'll be like Scream Queens.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? But that's the news for Hocus Pocus. But staying in the same vein of scary movies, you know what movie they're gonna make?
Yes.
They're gonna make a movie.
My favorite ride at Disney.
Oh, Dumbo. No, they already made Dumbo.
I love Dumbo. And when I was a kid, literally it was a tradition. My grandma, anytime it started raining, immediately I'd be like, Grandma, to Dumbo! Because we did Dumbo in the rain. No, it was something, it was a weird thing I loved doing when I was a kid, was Dumbo in the rain.
Dumbo
and I still
know
if I'm at Disney and it's raining, Dumbo. And now you know.
Do you remember
Dumbo's so
Dumbo.
Much better in the rain.
Unfortunately,
it's not Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Although another good ride to ride in the rain,
yes.
though, is Tower of Terror is being developed again.
Yes.
Why again, Sarah? Tell them why it's being developed again.
Well, Tower of Terror was was the first ever Disney movie to be made based off of a Disney Parks attraction because before DCA was opened in California, there was a Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World, and they based the movie off of that ride. But
and it was 1997.
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst.
Starring Steven Guttenberg. The Goots.
While it was the first Disney movie based off of a ride, it was also the only Disney movie based off of a ride to this day to be for TV only. It was not for theaters.
You knew they were banking on that one being a winner when it was TV only.
Yeah, but I mean, it's almost 20 years since that came out.
But the weird thing is,
probably better than Haunted Mansion.
No, but here's the thing.
It's actually pretty good.
It's weird, though, because it's not even, like, taking place in the Twilight universe, like the Twilight Zone universe.
No, it's just about a haunted hotel.
It's just about a haunted hotel called the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole charm is that it's the Twilight Zone, in my opinion.
But the new movie isn't even doing that because Disney doesn't have the rights. Warner Brothers
is developing it. I know, but the whole thing is, like, you're stepping into the... I can't even do his impression. But, you know, like, there's something about that eeriness of... Anyways, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's so early. We know nothing.
Hopefully it's just as good as the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
Hopefully.
No, please.
Fingers crossed.
Oddly, that movie's so bad that
it
has risen
together for the first
to
time,
one of
right?
my favorite movies. It's absolute rubbish. But
I had like an awesome, like, well, not awesome makeout session, but like I was in high school when that came
memories.
Out. And I had like a fun little... like run away and go kiss the boy, and then he hit
was so
me.
Bad,
and
you
then
didn't
he
care.
Accidentally hit me in the face, and I almost had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that's
We're
the curse of the
Haunted
Mansion.
Music now.
Yeah. So that's
he punched me in the face.
He did. He accidentally punched me in the face.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound but of mind.
Ooh.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination.
You're reading
that's
that.
A signpost.
I know. I was like, there's no way he's doing this from memory.
Either way,
stop. Keaton's awkward high school love life.
Why are we doing the Star Tours song? We're like...
No, that's... Yeah, this is... I can't do it because it's like shrieky.
Oh, I thought this was hair.
Oh, gross.
It's not.
So that's it. That's all we've got for the Tower of Terror, which is kind of cool news. It's Halloween news. I'll take it.
This is Halloween. This is, sorry.
No, that's okay. Halloween. We're getting there. We're going to get there later.
Halloween.
Next up, we have Sarah's favorite movie. Coming to DVD. Blu-ray. November 3rd.
Who's your friend who likes to play? Bing bong, bing bong.
Inside Out, coming to Blu-ray, November 3rd. That's it. That's the news.
Get jazzed.
It is going to include some special features that were never before seen, which is obvious because you can't see anything at the theater.
Did you watch the deleted scene of she goes to work with her dad?
I didn't see it. I saw the clip.
Is it sad?
No, it's not sad. It's just like really relatable.
Did you see what they posted today on the Inside Out Facebook page?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. It was a Star Wars promotion, and it was Riley opening her laptop. You know, when she looks it up, opens it to look like up a YouTube video or something.
Yeah.
She watches the new Star Wars trailer. But in it, they like cut to the emotions in her head going like,
being like stoked.
Oh, and they were like super stoked about it. And the whole thing is just the trailer with the emotions watching it.
That's funny.
So it's just the trailer again.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It's really cool how they did that.
You know what they're doing at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood?
What are they doing? Because I want to go.
They are
without knowing.
for Good Dinosaurs coming out soon, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, like, for certain weekends in November, they're doing screenings at 10 a.m. of Good Dinosaur, and then beforehand you can have breakfast with Joy.
Oh.
The character meet and greet Fuzzy.
At the El Capitan. That's pretty cool.
Breakfast with Joy.
What is that? Like? It's like you go to buy tickets, it's like, would you like to add breakfast with Joy? I'm like,
that's so odd.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a video. You guys can see it there. And it's not just that shot. You know, it actually cuts back and forth. They interact, but it's pretty cool. I mean, anything with Star Wars to me is pretty cool. And I love that Inside Out is in the way.
The beach?
Two things Sarah doesn't like.
Oh, this is so stressful.
She likes Star Wars.
That's so Luke.
No, it's not
it's
Luke.
It's so
That's
Luke.
The guy it's not from Luke. Stop.
It's not Luke.
But have you seen the full body of him?
It's not Luke. Luke is old. He doesn't run around.
Luke is not even in the poster, and it upsets me.
That's because Luke's probably going to die.
I don't think they're going to kill him.
They're all going to die someday.
Yeah, Harrison Ford can't keep going. They're like,
Harrison Ford wants to be killed off.
He didn't even want to come back for this. He's like, I broke my leg making this movie. But yeah, that's Inside Out news. The best Inside Out news had to do with Star Wars. Okay.
Lol.
Moving on. Next movie that will never happen, speaking of not wanting to make a movie. Tron 3. And apparently it won't happen because Olivia Wilde has said that the funding simply not there for that movie.
Did it even do well?
Here's the thing. The last movie did good. It didn't do well. It did well. You mean the one in the 80s.
But not with the budget cost to make it.
Right, so it cost $170 million to make, and it made $400 million, which isn't considered a large success after you take into account marketing and all these other things. So it was a mild success, and they made their money back, and they were fine with it, but it wasn't a safe success. But it's garnered a cult following since then.
Yeah.
So if they were to issue another one, it might do well. Tomorrowland was a big reason they stunted it, by the way, because Disney was like, that did horribly. We can't invest in sci-fi. But Olivia Wilde is saying, like, the problem is, even if we did a crowdfunding, the
George
movie
Clooney
is too big.
Movie.
Yeah, he can't save anything. he can save some things, but the problem is you're marketing it towards kids who don't even know George Clooney is.
Yes,
because they wanted their parents to bring him.
If only people knew that it was writing and not the special effects that made a movie good.
Well, and the poster didn't tell you anything. It was literally faded out pictures of George Clooney.
I was so excited for that. At first,
the posters focused on the girl, and they were like, that's not selling. Put George Clooney on there. It was just a very confused marketing effort, and it's sort of like a redhead stepchild. No offense, Ariel. So it's not happening. She's saying that the reason they can't do a crowdfunding campaign around it is because once independent movies reach a certain size, it just takes too much money to make, and you can't raise that from a crowdfunding campaign.
It's like we need $800 million.
Yeah, you need a ton of money to do something of that scale. So it probably will happen. But think about it. There was a 30-year gap between the first one and the second one. Yeah. Maybe in 60 years we'll get part three.
In the meantime, everyone is demanding that Electronica come back.
Dude, Electronica was fun.
They should do an Electronica spinoff.
Well, the thing is, it took up the same space as the Mad Tea Party,
and
it's really rough. But we are getting a Tron ride,
which is in Shanghai.
It does look so cool.
Cool.
I know, I want that.
You're on like the little motorcycle.
You're like literally like leaning over on the ride.
You know what would be cool though? Maybe if they didn't make a movie, but they did like a short web series about it. That'd be kind of neat.
A Disney animated short.
The thing is, there's so much potential. Like, it's such an awesome aesthetic. It's a shame that it's not going
to
happen.
They should just make it animated. Then they don't have to worry.
They did have an animated
effects.
Tron. That's the problem. They had an animated Tron series, but nobody watched it. Yeah. And it starred Elijah Wood. He was the voice of the main character.
Literally, what are you talking about?
I don't know what this is.
Exactly.
Never heard about it.
You're
lying.
I know
who Elijah Wood is.
Yeah, he played Harry Potter.
He's a hobbit.
No.
Okay. So that's happening, or not happening, unfortunately. So.
He was in Back to the Future, too.
He was in Back to the Future.
Elijah
too.
Wood was in Back to the Future.
You gotta use your
too.
Hands. That's a baby toy.
Good. Good quote. Also, isn't, what's his name? Tobey Maguire in it also? It's like the two of them.
I don't know, but Billy Zane's in it.
Yeah. Oh, Billy Zane! Oh, God.
We just name all the random references that are in Back to the Future.
You know, Michael J. Fox is in it.
No. Happy belated Back to the Future Day, by
you
the
missed
way.
It.
You guys missed
it. Quiet. We already said that last
Happy
week.
Happy belated.
Here. Oh, my gosh. Going back to the future. You were back in the future.
I was like, there's no way I can do this. Sorry, moving on.
No, it's okay. We're going back to Star Wars now.
Yes.
So, when Star Wars is over its release in theaters and it starts coming out, unfortunately, the only country in the world that will be able to stream it on Netflix is Canada.
That's because they're so nice.
Oh.
They're so nice, they deserve it.
They apologize.
Like, no, you guys, this is what being so nice has gotten you. You get Star Wars.
You get Star
Nobody
Wars on Netflix.
Does.
Congratulations.
First Robin, I mean, Robin Sparkles.
Robin Sparkles is my spirit animal.
Star Wars streaming. Do you even know about Robin Sparkles?
I don't know.
You don't know about Robin Sparkles?
Who's Robin Sparkles?
Let's go to the mall.
That's why I don't
today.
Know.
Today.
Let me look at the chat. Let me see what they think about Robin Sparkles.
You guys know who Robin Sparkles
is. Sandcastles in the sand.
Ooh, I'm getting some mixed feelings here about Tron. Some people are stoked that it's not coming. Like not going to miss it. Some people are sad about it. Some people do want Electronica back. Some people don't. There's a lot of mixed feelings on Tron. I don't know. I you know it was the first movie to incorporate CGI?
The first one's painful to watch.
Well, it depends.
The one from the 80s. I've tried so many
times. It is tough, but I mean, I love it.
I'm like, I can't even look at the yes. screen for too long.
Brian Askins. Knows
Brian
let's
Askins,
go to the
we're
mall.
Gonna have to ask you to go to the mall
let's
right now.
Go to the mall.
Don't forget the robot. You know?
I don't know because I don't know Robin Sparkles.
You need.
I'm gonna make him
you
watch.
You make him watch Hemium, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna make him watch that episode tonight. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
We're watching the Robin Sparkles episode.
I'm not a TV guy, I'm a movie guy.
but it's so easy.
Unless
like
the TV's
Friends.
Animated.
It's
like
watching Friends, though. It's easy.
Like, Sarah will get mad because I'd stay up till like 4 in the morning watching Young Justice. And she's like, just go to bed.
Every night. Not even just like one night and then he regrets it the next day. It's like every night and then she sleeps the whole weekend.
It's like when you drink too much. You're like, I'm never drinking again the next day.
I will never say that about my cartoons. But yeah, I mean, that's movie news. But now we're going to move on to physical things happening around the movie news.
Yes.
So Disney Cruise Lines.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Why did I not know when these auditions were happening? Because
would you have auditioned?
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Well, for those not aware, there is going to be a live-action play production of Tangled happening on the Disney Cruise Lines. And apparently Keaton wanted to audition.
We need to go on a Disney cruise.
You're already in your what you would wear.
I literally yes.
And I would be the captain of the ship, obviously. Would you have auditioned for real then?
I absolutely would. And Punzel? I was really sad when they took away kind of like the show at Disney that was kind of all like it was like I think. Oh, Mulan, Rapunzel.
It's still there. Magical Map.
That's still there?
Like in the Magical Map.
Girl,
we see it like every time.
We have a picture coming up later, hopefully. Steven saved it. We're going to show you something about that. You got it? Okay. Actually, you know what? We'll just show you. So we went to Mickey's Halloween party this weekend.
Yes, and I saw the pictures, and they were phenomenal.
And our buddy Patrick, who's on Thingamavlogs with us, dressed as a map maker. That's what he's dressed as. Bring that up if we could, so we can rub it in her face. See that he has a giant paintbrush in his hand?
Yeah.
He looks amazing. And he looks so good. I just put up a video today of us hanging out that day. And they came off the stage to tell him how awesome he looked.
They're like, get on stage,
what are you doing
maker?
Down here? You're and they tried to take his brush, and he
They're
was
like, you
elated.
Stole this paintbrush.
And that's then you can see Sarah. So awesome. Sarah was dressed as Frances, who's another Disney personality on the internet.
Yes.
We had Tiff as the White Rabbit DJ from the Mad Tea Party.
Ooh.
And then I was Captain Hook from Once Upon a Time.
Killian Jones.
I don't know. There's some picture of you. I don't know if it's in a chair. There's some picture.
Oh, yeah, the red chair.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my God, that looks straight off of, like, set from Once Upon a Time. I was like, what?
He's a very good.
It's a great, great Sweeney Todd costume there.
Thanks, man. You really,
really good.
You really get me.
We have a friend. We have a friend who's a tour guide.
Oh, yeah, this was amazing.
She's a plaid, as you call them, at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And so I just saw her as we were walking in, and I was like, hey, Sarah. Her name's Sarah, too. And she, like, walked with us to the castle so that she could take our photo for Instagram. And as we're walking there, all these people are like looking at the plaid and like looking at Leo and like looking at the plaid and looking at Leo, being like, "Oh my god, it's called."
And one lady's like, "That's him. That's him."
Like,
from the show.
Gotta be him. Look, he's with the plaid.
And I was like, "This is so cool. Walk right next to me. Like, don't stop. This is awesome.
You're my bodyguard."
And it was crazy. People were like flipping out. They'd be yelling from far away. They're like, "Oh my god, you look just like him." And then I'd do a little bow and.
It's crazy what a little guy liner will do.
Dude, a little goes a long way with me, too. Look at these bad boys. I get tangled. Don't be jealous. Okay.
Is he always like that?
What do you guys think? What do you guys think of our costumes in the chat room? I want to know what you guys thought. People are like shouting out, Lil P. That's Patrick's nickname. Hook. People like Hook. Matt Maker costume. Good, man. They really like this. They like the Halloween stuff. Halloween's fun.
I wish we could dress up every episode.
We can. We can do that. Could, yeah. Sarah wouldn't like it because she doesn't like gluing things to her head.
Well, yeah. You guys, I feel like, have a more, like, a larger, like,
repertoire,
costume box. I mean, I could start building mine.
I could, with my current status of costumes, I could probably go an entire year since we're doing this.
No, not a year, about
6 months. 6 months. Okay, 4 months for sure. 4 months solid, minimum. Without having to make new costumes yet.
This would be a great challenge for me because then I have to, like, you know, really step up my game.
Look, I've been in the game a long time.
I don't have that many cosplays.
No. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, is you don't always keep
bounding,
them.
But bounding. We could bound.
Oh, I could bound forever.
We could do for a year.
We could do forever.
No problem. How many bounds would you say we've done, Sarah?
I want to bound with you guys.
Maybe like 20.
You're bound to do it sometime.
I feel like we've done at least 20.
Can we bound before the new year?
Camille Yamamoto says Leo pulls off guy liner the best. Am I right? You are. You are right, Camille. Well done.
No one else is saying anything.
Yeah, well, they say Hook is the best. Oh, somebody loves Francis.
Can you wear the Hook costume one day? I would love to see you as Hook.
Yeah, you should do it, Sarah.
Maybe. Have you done it?
She's like, no,
can
I
you be
you.
Emma?
Yes!
I'll do it. Dark Swan. That's it. I mean, that's pretty much the news. We got one more little tidbit about Star Wars. Star Wars dominating everything right now, and that is that Disney World has acquired a ton of wetland to build it, and they actually released the plans, and you see how much land it physically is, and it is approximately a ton of land.
Did you say Disney World?
Yeah, Disney World.
It
they can't. Yeah, they're doing one. Because they bought wetland. We don't have that
But
here.
You know, and I hate to, like, bash anybody by enhancing my Star Wars fandom, but it's kind of, I don't like that they're tearing down the wetlands
to build Star Wars.
I feel really bad. Yeah. Like, they're going to destroy a lot of habitats, but they did say that they are going to create other wetlands on another part of the Disneyland.
What does that, what
but
does
it's
that
just
mean?
Still, I don't know. I just.
Is it going to be like Dagobah?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel really bad, and all these animals, we're going to, like, uproot them, and, like, they're going to, like, miss their friends, and I just, you know.
That's such an aerial thing to say.
It's like Disney should make an animated movie about these lost animals.
It's like, it really upsets me.
About deforestation.
Poor Bambi.
They can make a Disney nature film about it for Earth Day this year.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's basically Fern Gully. We don't want the gunk monster dude. He's scary.
We don't talk about non-Disney animation.
Did I miss something?
Because Anastasia.
I wasn't aware that Disney World was getting Star Wars.
That's
planned.
What I said. I thought this was only a Disneyland thing, but these plans include marshlands. That's what's so surprising. We don't have that in Los Angeles. That can't be us. Because they're not buying more land to make it in Disneyland, but they bought more land to do it in Disney World.
Okay, do this next thing, but I want to look at.
You don't believe that they're going to... You think this is, like, a ruse?
No,
like,
it's just, like, I think Disney World was getting Star Wars land.
Why can't Disneyland be the best for once? I mean, we're the original. Can
well,
we just have something...
Is that, it that not, depends on what,
is
how
it
you define
not
the best.
Avatar land?
Oh, maybe it is part of the
I really
want to
look it
too.
Up, but you need your computer for this thing that
yeah,
you're
you can look it up.
Do.
Well, here, have Keaton's the expert on that one.
No, but you... Okay.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Oh, what am I supposed to... Am I supposed
to
read
this? Yeah, you know
this?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I can pull it up.
You have
hold
it?
Up.
Okay, so do
I
your
got
research.
You. I got you. You guys
Keaton's
going to
do a quick little spot here.
Well,
don't blow it.
I'm fact-checking.
This is so much. This is so much.
Please hold.
Please hold.
Can you give me some hold music?
Do, 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 do.
Not you guys.
There we go.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Oh, my God. Where is it? See, this is what happens. Oh, my God.
This is the same thing on every after show.
Oh, we're going to do this on every...
Oh, I got it. 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 So... Disney fans, so we bring you Now I feel all awkward about doing
this. This is the problem with life.
Hey, Disney fans, we bring the show to you guys for free every week, and the best way to help us keep the lights on is hit that little thumbs up button, share it with your friends, go on iTunes, search Disney Movie News, and leave us a review and comment. We love doing the show for you guys, and we want to continue doing it. And so, it only takes a minute, so please, again, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, thumbs up, share this, and go on our live chat and interact with us on social media and watch all their awesome YouTube videos.
And I would like to say, if you leave us a comment, we'd love to give you a shout-out. So there's some incentive. We'll give you a virtual high-five. That'd be great. And, yeah, check out our YouTube channels. That'd be really fun. Leave some comments. Let us know what you think, because we want to make our content a derivative of what your opinions are. So just, you know, go on there and chat with us. But Sarah, how's your research going?
We are literally just the worst Disney fans ever.
Why?
Today at the D23 Expo 2015, Walt Disney Company announced to an audience of more than 7,500 fans that Star Wars themed lands will be coming to Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California, and Disney Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World.
You know, the problem is we don't care about Hollywood Studios because we're in Southern California.
We really don't care.
They got everything as it is. They already had Star Wars Weekend for like 45 years or something like that. But here, Disneyland is the best when it comes to community, I will say. Like, I know you're saying that we want to be the best, but we are when it comes in terms of like closeness. And we're kind of the best hits anyway. Like, we have at Disneyland, we say we have ownership over this park. At Disneyland,
we are season pass holders.
Yeah, APs, hello. We at Disneyland have probably the best assortment of rides that is a combination of all the rides available in Disney World. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
I could go on for another hour.
I've been telling Sarah to make a video about that, but she doesn't want to be controversial.
No, I love being controversial.
She's dressed as a villain at the table.
He says it's true. Disney World has like 2 or maybe 3 at best e-ticket attractions per park. And Disneyland as a whole has like 10.
It's true.
Spread it out.
That's why
it takes like
lines.
A 20-minute boat ride to get between parks.
Yeah, but
and
it's
there's
a, nice
a
boat
reason
ride.
Why Dapper Days started at Disneyland.
Yep.
Disney Bounding started at Disneyland.
Pin-up
All of these days started at Disneyland because that's where the community is.
That's right.
And it's like you can just like literally bound across that little crevasse to go to either
to
park.
DCA.
So it's very easy to kind
it
of
It feels
do,
like one park still.
Yes, it does feel like one park.
Yeah.
Guess where
it costs
Club
a lot
33
more to
is.
Do both.
Guess where Walt
Boom.
Disney lived.
Boom. Guess where his ghost resides. Boom. Have you seen
oh,
that video?
Snap.
Oh.
You need to chill out with that. You need to chill it up.
Have you seen that video, though?
What?
Of, like, the ghost that walks through.
Oh, yeah.
And
I made a video about that
creepy.
On Thingamavlogs.
That was creepy.
I was like, real ghosts at Disneyland.
Woo-hoo. Is it Walt? I mean, it's a Halloween. What do you guys think for Halloween, by the way? Real talk.
I can't say.
Oh,
it's a secret.
Wait. What are we?
What are you being for Halloween?
Oh, I'm probably going to be Netflix Daredevil.
It involves
or,
a wig. That's why I can't say.
Yeah, she's hasn't announced it. But for me, maybe you guys can help me decide. I'm either going to be Nightwing, Netflix Daredevil, or Hook again. Because I'm going to be at, I guess this is a good time to plug what we're doing. Because we're going to be at Kamikaze Expo on Halloween this Saturday. And we actually have a panel, a Thingamavlogs Disney community panel. Mm-hmm. So we are on it, the two of us. And then we have the other two members of Thingamavlogs, Tiff and Patrick. And then we have other notable Disney personalities
including
in Brizzy Voices,
yes.
Who's a famous YouTuber. She does voice impersonations. We have Rogers Bass, who does Nintendo and Disney themed content, a lot of Once Upon a Time stuff as well. We have Leslie Kay, who is the woman,
the trendsetter
who
Disney
coined
Bounding.
Disney Bounding. Yeah.
And who else? Famous Disney personality, John Cozart.
We'll be making a surprise.
After Ever After.
So we haven't announced that until right now.
I have not. I've heard of that.
I feel
John
like you
Cozart.
Have seen it.
Yes, no.
It's the one where it's just like the blonde kid and he's singing about what happens after the Disney movies ended.
Yeah, that's him.
Yes.
Yeah. I was recently on a show with him and we've all become friends with him in a relatively short period of time. And so he's gonna hijack our panel and we're going to talk about Disney. And of course, everyone in the chat room wants me to be Hook. Obviously, the Disney show.
And it's so
he
good.
He wants to be Daredevil.
I do want to be
so
Daredevil
good.
For heat reasons. That trench coat is
see,
not
I'm
cool.
being Frankenfurter and going to see Rocky Horror 40th anniversary.
Yeah. That's
crazy. So I'm going to be cold.
Well, that's a valid point.
But it is going to be 90 degrees.
I know this is a Disney movie news show, but have you heard about
I have heard.
Laverne Cox?
I don't know how I feel about it.
I
have
know.
Mixed emotions.
I love it. I like it. Laverne Cox is supposed to play Frankenfurter
in the remake.
Remake of Rocky Horror.
You just can't. You can't.
I know.
Redo him. You can't.
You want to hear a fun fact that sort of relates to what we've been talking about today?
Sure.
Hit me with your best
shot. So, I'm totally blanking out his name now.
Tim Curry
was the original voice of the Joker in the Batman animated series, and he actually filmed an entire few episodes. But then they hired Mark Hamill, who is Luke Skywalker, and he had to dub over all of Tim Curry's voice acting for the first few episodes, and then he took over from there. But it's interesting because that means that only Mark Hamill knows what the Tim Curry Joker would sound like. Luke Skywalker holds a secret that we'll never, ever have access to.
He holds a lot of secrets.
He's he's a big comic book nerd. I love him.
Which is really, really awesome.
So I just wanted to bring that full circle.
Can we talk about last week?
Yeah, I was going to say, now's your time. Like, now's
what
your time.
Thing, because you said that
what do you want? What did you feel you missed out on that you want to talk about?
Other than the lovely James, Janice.
Oh, yes. Star Wars in general, you guys have your tickets for midnight showings, correct?
Yes.
Are they midnight?
They are like 7:45 p.m.
What did you?
Here's the thing: movies come out on Friday, but you can buy tickets for Wednesday now, and they still count as Friday.
So. Yes. No, I have. I think I have like a night. It's not midnight, but it's yes. It's the it's night. Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thursday. Credit. Force Thursday.
What did you guys think of the preview? What did you think of the poster?
I think the hype was unwarranted. Like, the poster's fine. It's digital art. That's a valid art form. Just because Drew Struzan didn't do it, like, relax. He did one poster, which confuses me because I don't understand why he didn't do the official poster and he just did a teaser poster. Like, why are there posters to tease? He's the legacy of Star Wars. He should be drawing the official poster. I digress. The poster was fine overall. Like, it was cluttered. It wasn't the greatest poster, but
it was cluttered.
But that's because people are used to seeing literally the greatest freehand, like, movie poster painter of all time in Drew Struzan. They're used to seeing his work. And then they just got another guy who's pretty good. You know, like, it's bad by comparison, but if you never would have seen those other posters, you would have thought this was probably magnificent. So it's just a matter of perspective there. Now, as far as the trailer goes,
it was
good.
It was hype. Now, there's another fan trailer that was released that actually puts it all in order, and I recommend you all watch this one. So it takes all of the clips, all of the things that have been leaked so far, and puts them in corresponding order, not necessarily chronological, but like all those scenes with Han are like together, and it shows you how it strings the movie together, and you have a better concept of the plot line. It's on YouTube. I recommend you check that out. But
super hype.
I watched it like she went to sleep, and I watched it like 5 times in a row. And there was a moment that I was watching it, and I just went.
I did
Selena all over again.
My eyes did water like the third time I think I watched it because it finally sunk in that this was it's happening so soon. It's going to be here so soon, and I'm just very, very
it's really
excited about
it's
it.
Crazy how close it is.
It doesn't seem real.
What's crazier is the gap between Good Dinosaur and Star Wars. That blows my mind. It's not even a month. It's like less than a month.
It's
isn't
like a week less than a month.
Disney's about to make bank.
But here's the thing. JJ actually tried to get it released earlier this year, and they were like, no, this is our holiday film. Let's like make it polished. But he was like, we're done. Let's do
first
this.
First name basis with JJ.
Oh, me and Jay?
JJ.
Me and JJ?
He only used one J.
I don't worry about it. Green Jay?
You guys want a fun fact?
What's that fun fact?
Adele usurped Star Wars for the most views in 48 hours by releasing Hello.
What?
Hello?
Yep.
Is it me you're looking
50
for?
Million more than...
I know that's not Adele, but...
Racking up more than 50 million views in the first 48 hours.
I'm like kind of into that. Go Adele.
It's crazy, right?
I hate the things that I love.
No, I just like love women. God.
Because like, we were in the car driving to Disneyland. I'm like, babe, I'm so pumped for Star Wars. And she was like, I know, somebody just said they're more excited for Good Dinosaur. I read that.
Me too.
I was like, I'm just so excited for Star Wars. And she's like, yeah, but have you heard the new Adele? Check it out. I'm like, that's nothing to do. And she's like, what do you think? Adele. I'm like, it sounds like Adele. It's great. It's great.
That's what I said. He's stealing everything I said. I was like, it sounds like Adele, right? I'm also more excited
Baroque.
For Good Dinosaur. Because Good Dinosaur is going to make me cry like a little baby.
Like Inside Out did. And will make me do again if we do a watch along.
God, all the comments in our last video are like, why does she hate Inside Out though?
Yeah, why do you hate Inside Out?
Because I don't have any emotions.
Sure.
I'm controlled by anger.
I'm like now trying to figure out what your Halloween costume is. That's all I can be focused
here.
On.
The thing is that that's not how the hair is going to be.
Yes, I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you one clue.
No.
It's a pantomime. Can I do a pantomime?
Fine.
Okay, ready?
The hair is going to be like this.
That's it. That's your clue.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I
perfect.
I know.
Actually, I'm going to dress as Captain Jack on Friday. That's it. That's your clue.
Yeah, I got it.
Although I don't know why she went to a rave right there. But
where are my glow sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, question. Samara. What exactly are they talking about?
Oh my God, I started raving in here.
So I love how somebody, Irene Romo, like has like a little emoji with the hand up. And it's like, question, what exactly are they taking down to build Star Wars Land?
I don't think in Disney World they're going to take down anything. But in Disneyland, they're literally pushing back the entire railroad track. Mm-hmm. They're like breaking it.
A lot of things are
going to
shut down. What's going to shut down? The railroad? The
Fantasmic, Tom Sawyer Island, Thunder Ranch.
So basically
Thunder
all the things
barbecue,
that you don't do, they're going to close it
down. It's going to be like across from Thunder Mountain.
This is what gets me. Everybody's like, oh no, they're closing all these things. I'm like, you don't even go on those things when you go to the park.
Literally, I do.
No, you don't. We literally haven't been to any of those things in the 2 years that we've been together.
Yes, we have. We went to dinner at Thunder Ranch.
Once.
This is a couple's quarrel right
one
now.
One time. We go every other weekend, and of like that, what is that, 104 times?
We went, okay, there's character.
You went, we went one time.
There's character meet and greets at Thunder Ranch. That's where they do Best Friends Week.
Ariel, can you sing for us? Can you just like pass this moment by singing?
I want to be where the people are.
But the people are not going to be at Thunder Ranch.
No, they won't be. What is this music?
What is this music?
I don't know. He's getting creepy on us.
I know. It is.
What else did you want to discuss from last week? Let's round this off.
What else am I missing? Oh, do you know what we did not talk about? Civil War.
Civil War? Oh, that's right. They're going to be playing Civil War as a trailer to the new James Bond movie, Spectre.
Which I just found out was happening.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, when is the release date for Spectre? She's like, well, I don't know. But I'm a big James Bond fan. I love James Bond.
Who's your favorite Bond?
Actually, it's Daniel Craig now.
Idris Elba.
But
why is Idris Elba not Bond yet?
Now, at this point, is it because he actually deserves it, or is it because there's so much hype?
I'm so with you.
There's so much hype behind him. I want him to be the Bond. Idris Elba. It doesn't count yet.
He's so hot.
He is hot. Well, you can have him as a lion.
I know. That's why I was so...
Buffalo. He's the Buffalo. He's the Buffalo. What were we even saying? Oh, yeah. Daniel Craig. Pre-Daniel Craig. Oh, my gosh. Sean Connery. Sean Connery was dope. And a lot of people will give me crap for this.
No, I
liked Roger Moore. I know that he's like the least popular, but I like how smart he was.
I don't even know who
that
is.
It's okay.
Darling, are you unaware who James Bond is?
It's Sean Connery.
I know. I was doing his voice because it's the only notable Bond voice. Watch some Bond movies.
You guys should. It's super cute and adorable.
Watch movies.
He won't watch How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, you need to watch him.
There's a difference between sitting down for an hour and a half and sitting down for an entire season of shows.
No, I don't want you to watch the whole season. I just want you to watch Robin Sparkles tonight.
Okay, fine, whatever. So that's cool. Crazy that they're showing that preview for Spectre. So, anyways.
If in the Civil War, who do you want to win?
Don't worry about it.
Steve
Captain
Rogers.
America. He's my boy. Any questions from the chat room? Go ahead and get them in now. Any other thoughts from last week that you want to talk about?
I don't know. I can't remember. I'm like blanking.
'Cause we're out of news.
I'm like literally, I'm blanking on like last week right now.
There was a lot of news, but Spider-Man came to the parks. That was a big one. Yeah. Nothing, you don't care.
That was our first week.
That was our first week.
Was it already?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, time flies. Yeah. That's it. That's all our news. That's all we got. Let's see the chat. Anybody left?
Happy Shere Halloween. Shere Khan in the new Jungle Book movie.
Happy Halloween.
You mean Black Widow?
That's it.
Shere Khan in the new Jungle
Book. This is a slow week, huh?
Not
a lot of Disney movies.
It's a slow week. It's all right. It's fine. It's
okay.
Halloween.
We should watch a movie soon with everybody. We should do like
watch along. What watch along should we do, guys?
Would you guys like to see us do a watch along? I want you guys in the chat to chime in. Let me know what you want to see and tweet at us. Tweet at the Popcorn Talk number one. You can tweet at me at Leo Zombie. Let me know what you want to see. Where can they tweet at you guys at?
Saber Snitch on Twitter.
That was Snitch. Keaton Mackey. That's not as cool, but, you know, Marky Mark, yeah, okay.
How do you spell your last name for everyone?
M-A-R-C-H-I. It's Marky. It's
Marky.
Italian. Marky. So Marky is...
It only counts as Italian if you
Marky.
Do this when you say it.
It's a Marky.
But thank you guys for watching. Thanks for hanging out. Sorry it was a slow week in news, but we hope you had a good time. Next week, we'll come back with some more exciting stuff. And you guys have a happy Halloween. Be safe.
Yes,
and we'll see you at
safe.
Kamikaze this weekend. Come hang out with us. Come and cosplay. We'd love to see you.
Yes.
But until then, see ya.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.